The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to the town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she, greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and he shall be named Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How could this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, a child is to be born. He will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son at her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to his word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." There is no greater model of how we all need to respond to God than the model of our Blessed Mother. God is calling out to us, calling out amid sin and death, calling out amid rejection of truth and goodness, objective truths, and supreme good, the good of knowing Jesus Christ. Amid this, God is calling. God not only called Mary to service, he created her with the perfect disposition to say, "Let it be done to me." Fiat. Mary is not only the first and best disciple of God, but she also desires to be the best of teachers. She wants to teach us, her sons and daughters, how to live a holy life. So she's the greatest instructor of holiness. She wants every person to know her son. She can help us to prepare our hearts and minds for the great incarnational truth. Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. The angel first says to her, "Hail, full of grace." You might notice the angel doesn't say Mary. Hail, we say, "Hail Mary, full of grace." The angel said, "Hail, full of grace. And this is important. He doesn't use the name. Her identity in God is full of grace. And this is her first lesson for us. We ought to pursue the sanctifying grace of God every day, sanctifying our life through the love and grace that God gives to us, our life of prayer, living the sacramental life. This assures us that grace is flowing from the temple of God into our hearts, into our souls, into everything we do. Mary, full of grace, you are the font where this life of God constantly flows. Jesus comes to us through this yes of Mary, and God's grace continues to flow through the yes of Mary. This eternal responding to the glory of God, let it be done to me. Through the prayers of Mary, Jesus sees the needs of the world. Through the prayers of Mary, Jesus sees our suffering. He calls out for peace. Through the eyes of Mary, Jesus sees our hearts and knows what we need before we ask. Let it be done to me according to your word. This is Mary's second lesson. Mary's lesson of grace is followed by her lesson on responding to God's grace. So God fills us with grace, but we have to respond to that grace through our love, through our obedience to God, through our faith, through trusting in the Lord. Responding to the eternal love of God who invites us into eternal joy. Say yes to God. Say yes to God when he says to you, through Jesus Christ, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Follow Jesus. And Mary is with us in this. She is with you. Mary was there from the beginning. Mary will be with Jesus always. And as we finish this Advent season, we turn toward Mary. We turn toward Bethlehem, the nativity of Jesus, to Joseph, and to the promise of God to the world. Jesus is with us. The Word has become flesh. Jesus, you are the joy and splendor of the Father. We pray then on this last and very short week of Advent. It's literally less than a day. Because tomorrow is Christmas Eve, if you didn't know that. We pray, teach us, Mary, to say yes to the eternal love of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.